Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
And with a minute to spare.
What do you mean to spare?
Well, we're usually on late. Oh, it's actually just 11 o'clock right now.
That's right.
Right on schedule.
And I'm Lippo.
And I'm Lippo. I want to be Lippo today.
Okay, then we're not going to have Big JD.
No.
Probably be a lot better
this
show.
This is the Lippo and Lippo show.
Yes.
I'm Big JD.
And all of a sudden, we're talking latency. What happened there?
Are we?
Yeah.
I think maybe because it's lower now in the cans or something. I don't know. But does this make any kind of... No, that's really bad. I don't know. Oh, I do know why. It's got something to do with the recording.
Okay.
Through the application, I think we're getting a little bit of a delay because we hear something different now than straight on.
Exactly.
We're hearing the recorded thing or something, and it comes a little bit later. So I just lift my cans up a little bit like this so I can't quite hear it perfectly, and everything's smooth.
Wow. I feel like I'm on acid.
And that's what the show's about today. Acid. Taking acid. Shooting up. No.
LSD.
What is the show? It's the Jabbercast.
Yes.
Failed to mention that. I was all excited about starting on time.
Well, obviously, you're like...
Just so everybody knows, it's the Jabbercast.
And I'm Lippo.
I'm like what? And I'm Big JD.
There we go. So how are we doing today, Big JD?
Flowered tea. I feel like wearing some of this.
You want to wear your tea here? Let me pour it on your head.
Careful, the mixer board.
I don't know. I just saw a can of jasmine green. I'll spring this on Big J.
Very flowery. Makes me feel a little sensual this morning.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
So what's new? Anything new with you?
New with me? Well, this week I'm just still getting over this sickness that I had last week.
It's really going around, and I think it's lingering for everybody. Seems to linger on longer than it should.
I agree.
Seems like from everybody I've talked to, that's what they say.
You want to wake up in the morning and say, okay, am I all better now? And I'm not.
Yeah, never seem 100%. Because I had that, a couple weeks ago now or so?
Mm-hmm.
And I still
feel something?
Yeah. If I, I could cough. But you got to grab my...
What do they grab when you cough anyway?
Your peanuts.
No, they're actually feeling your testicles when they do that. They're in there. They're like behind and they push.
Yeah, it's got something to do with your... Well, they test for hernia, isn't it?
Oh, that's what it is.
So yeah. It's kind of your groin-ish.
Right. So if you cough and it gives away a lot, they know that you've suffered a hernia at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a hernia?
No.
Me neither.
I had an operation that's identical to a hernia operation, but I've never actually had the hernia.
Hmm. Just a precautionary surgery?
No, it was to fix some plumbing down there, actually.
Oh, yeah. So. I was thinking of doing that, switching over to the other side.
Like, to get rid of your
penis? Yeah, get rid of it altogether, yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. Sew in...
Some, have an innie put in.
Have an innie.
You got an innie or outie belly button?
I definitely have an innie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Audis are pretty neat. I wish I had one.
An Audi? I wouldn't mind a BMW.
An Audi. Audi. How are you?
Audi boy, how you doing?
Audi duty. It's the Audi duty show.
No, it's the Jabbercast.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, we're in the newsroom now.
Wait a minute. Let me sit down. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, it's a messy in the newsroom.
Yes, it is.
There's news everywhere.
On the floors and on all that is such a corny intro. I got to do at least one other one besides that one.
You can do whatever you want. You can do them all.
It's funny. There's actually programs that use that same music.
Yeah. That's big time stuff. We only use the big time stuff here at the Jabbercast. I feel like after that's done, I feel like saying today in Kandahar, like those things from Lana.
Exactly. Oh, right. Yeah.
We did all that stuff, and I think that's what was used at the time. Anyways, what's in the news?
Well, I like to get my news from all different places, but this morning I went to canoe.ca, and their headline today was there were some people that were street racing in Maryland. Mm-hmm. It was like pre-dawn hours, mm-hmm. and a crowd of about 60 people were watching this race, street racing, out on a stretch of highway. Mm-hmm. And two cars took off, like, you know, the spinner tires, it's all smoky, and then they go down the road. So the people that were standing next to the cars and just, you know, right close by where the starting line was, those people poured onto the road to watch the race that mm-hmm. was in front of them. And here's a car coming, going down the road, like going 60 miles an hour, just plowed into smoke,
basically.
He just sees smoke. He thinks it's like a little puff of fog or something. Yeah. He's going to fly through it. Just plowed into this whole group of people that are just standing on the road.
Wow. It must have killed somebody.
Killed 8 people.
How many were there, standing there?
How many people were standing there?
Yeah.
They said there was about 50, 60 people at the scene. Okay. So that there, you know, there was X amount of people that were...
Wow.
So 7 people are hospitalized, 8 people died, and they found one person in the car with the guy who hit the people.
Oh, went right through the window? And
he went down an embankment. And
or did he use the door?
I don't think he used
it's
the door.
It's not funny.
So that's in Maryland.
Wow. So
that's what happened.
That's incredible.
Last.
And so the guy that hit them all, he... obviously shouldn't have be charged for anything, really, eh?
Yeah,
you don't get that manslaughter charge or anything like that, do you?
No, you're driving down the
it's
highway.
It's just a total accident.
Yeah, there's people, and they
people
say
doing
there
something
a,
illegal, too.
They said there was a semi that was coming behind him without, I think, a load on, and they say he might even have hit somebody.
Wow.
Because he's, you know, all of a sudden he just sees a car. And well,
it's better the car than the truck first.
Yeah, probably.
That would have been pretty incredible.
It was a Crown Victoria, though.
A Crown Vic, oh, that's a good-sized car, too.
Good-sized car, yeah.
So, yeah, for me in the news, I was
sure.
kind of enjoyed that somewhat comical thing going on with the Naked Cowboy and M&M's. Did you see that? The Naked Cowboy suing the Mars company for an M&M that was dressed up like him in Times Square for a commercial?
No.
Suing the Mars company, M&M, for $6 million. They offered him an out-of-court settlement for $50,000,
yeah.
which he said no. And so that's pretty funny for anybody that knows who that Naked Cowboy is. He plays an acoustic guitar in the middle of Times Square, and that's what he does for a living. That's his job, and he lives off tips that he gets from that. And his real name's Robert Burke.
And he stands in Times Square
yep. with a guitar. He claims that's his turf. And they infringed on his trademark, which I didn't see anything on him actually having a real illegal trademark, but I'm thinking maybe he does. And if he does, he probably has something there.
Trademarks can be upheld using a previous use. Like, you know, you have something that you can prove that you've been doing for a while. You don't have
yeah, he doesn't necessarily
it.
Have to have the paperwork.
Right.
But that's quite a story.
But he's not naked.
Somewhat comical. No, he's got like little underwear on. You can't really see them. That's all he wears. And cowboy boots and a cowboy hat.
A hat, of course, yeah.
We've seen him. I think I have pictures of him from being in New York. You've been in New York?
A couple times, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the bicycle picture's real up there.
That's real, yeah.
Okay.
It's not me sitting on a bike and then photoshopped in the Central Park there, no. That's actually me. That's back in the days of the World Trade Center.
Oh, when it was there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been something now that I would have liked to have seen, but I've all the times that I've been to New York are post-World Trade Center.
But have you gone down to Ground Zero?
Yeah, been there, though. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's...
Just a signal.
The intern over here is giving us a hard time now.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com. So So what's our show on this week?
Movies, movies, movies.
Why did you say it three times?
Movies. I said it four. I'll probably say it again sometime in the show.
Movies.
Movies. So when you're about to do something.
Such as?
Yeah. Just give me one of these.
Well, didn't I do that?
Yeah, as I'm...
It was perfect timing. I tried to get you between, but you... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try and do that. But when I do give you a signal, just like continue what you're doing and then, you know what I mean? Don't worry. Don't think I started something.
Shh. Quiet.
Because I'll always wait.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Movies, yes. We're talking about movies today.
What about movies? Why did you give us this topic today?
I have nothing to do with this topic.
Nothing to do with the Jabbercast.
No, I have something to do with the Jabbercast, but the topic.
Well, you host, aren't you?
I think something like that. There are some people out there, though, that are, they're just movie-aholics.
Movie freaks? Movie fanatics?
Yeah. They watch a movie, like, almost every night.
Yeah.
And they could... And there's some people who watch movies and they can recite the...
Yeah, they know everything. Oh, don't you remember that from that movie? Or they say stuff like that's really goofy and it's like, well, what are you talking about? Oh, it's from, I never remember anything from a movie most of the time except the ones that have been around for 1,000 years like, I'll Be Back or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is from, obviously, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I'll Be Back. I'm trying to think, what is that? I know it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but... it's Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator.
The first Terminator.
Yeah.
Yes,
I think that's the only movie I ever saw.
That's the only
I would
movie
watch a movie. I would watch movies every night if I had time. I like watching movies.
If I had time.
And there's something unique about me and my movie watching.
And what's unique about
that? I like any movies. Doesn't even have to be a good movie. Doesn't matter to me. I like watching movies. The actors, the acting, the story, whatever, even if it's not good. Doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me either. Because sometimes a bad movie is actually a good movie.
Yeah, or they got an all right story. And you got to take it for what it's worth. I mean, if it's an older movie and the effects aren't up to par, or, you know, the acting isn't great. But sometimes there's a good story there and there's some good shots and scenery and something. You know what I mean? And good actors in it. And I like watching anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Even like, you know, I guess stemming from that is the... video podcasts and you know, YouTube stuff, and you know, especially in this day and age, we like to watch anything and everything, and reality stuff and people putting their videos online and that kind of thing. I like to watch anything and everything. Doesn't matter to me what it is. I'm watching you right now broadcasting,
and it's interesting.
Just, yeah, it's really fun for me.
You're hot of hand.
It's like being in the theater. I have snacks. It's jasmine green tea and it's, you know, a nice chair with my coat on the back of it and everything. And
there's no... Mm. Oh, jeez.
So flowery.
Is it too flowery? I haven't even tried it yet.
No, I don't mind trying anything. Okay. I'm not a flower perfume tea guy, though.
Okay.
I loathe. If loathe means what I hope it means. No, I hate.
Hate and loathe are pretty similar.
There you go. I'd have to say hate, Earl Grey.
I will just never give you Earl Grey.
Perfumey for me. I don't like flavored stuff. Some are nice, like a couple things I find half decent are like peach tea. Sometimes that's nice, you know, or a scent like that. Not so much flowery.
All right.
But I don't mind at all. I like to try stuff, and I don't think I've ever had jasmine tea, really, that I can recall. So it's nice to try new things, isn't it?
Sure. I'll make sure I never give it to you again, though.
But is jasmine a actual flower?
It's an actual
because
flower.
This is a flower smell.
Yep.
For real.
You see the little flowers in there. The little tiny, tiny flowers.
And he gave it to me in a cup with flowers and everything. It's really unique. And actually, this looks like an old style cup, something that I would have had back at home when I lived at home as a kid. Yep. I like that. And something else that's really nice is the taste of tea in glass. I prefer it well over something that's like a ceramic with a glaze.
Really?
Very different, yeah. Glass is number one, for sure.
That's interesting.
And then there's the non-glazed type
cups
that are really good, and those would be last, like a glazed thing. But
wow, learn something new.
It's like Coke in a can or a bottle. There's a difference.
Sure is.
So anyway,
back to movies. When did movies start?
Oh my goodness! Whenever they started moving pictures, and they were silent films in the beginning.
Yep. The first machine patented in the United States that showed animated pictures or movies was a device called the Wheel of Life or the Zupraxiscope.
Wow. Not by Thomas Edison, was it?
Nope. The Frenchman Louis Lumière is often credited as inventing the first motion picture camera in 1895. But in truth, several others had similar inventions around the same time as Lumière. What he did invent was a portable motion picture camera, film processing unit, and projector. So it did everything. Mm-hmm. It filmed it and developed it and projected it on a wall or whatever. And that was called the cinematograph. I bet you it's graphie. Cinematography. These three functions covered in one invention. And it made motion pictures very popular, and it could be better be said that Lumière's invention began the motion picture era.
Hmm. I wonder if before that they had moving pictures in the form of the page flip, drawings and even photographs maybe. Did anybody ever figure out that, hey, I could take 50 pictures of somebody in slightly different movements and have that as a moving picture, a movie of some kind?
That's Thomas Edison. He came in 1896 and had his Vitascope projector. It was the first commercially successful projector.
I think I had one of those at the doctor. A Vitascope. No, I don't know.
I don't think so. The Vitascope, that's basically the concept it was built on. And it was commercially successful, which means that obviously a lot of people bought them. And
I can't remember, there was books as a kid that I had, and I don't recall if it was a magazine because it wouldn't work very well, but I think there was books of some kind, and in the bottom corner was that, and you could flip through, and I think on the opposite pages they had something else and you could watch it
through the
whole little thick book, and it were small books, thick, and I don't remember what they were, but they were something when I was a younger kid that was a normal thing that everybody bought those or something.
Yep.
I don't remember what it was.
I remember those too.
Do you know what it was? No?
No.
Hmm.
But I remember having hours of fun flipping the pages.
If you really think, there's some pretty unique things that we had as kids that they don't have anymore and that we probably totally forgot about, even on the nostalgia shows that we do and everything.
You're probably right.
And that's one of them right there. Yeah. And also something we probably never talked about was Mad Magazines at the time when we do our nostalgia shows. And that was a big thing when I was a kid. Well, comic books in general as well. But the Mad books with the fold back cover to make a...
Oh, made something else.
Yeah, that's really neat. And I now have all those on CD-ROM, actually.
How do you fold a CD-ROM, though?
Oh, it's a lot harder. You have to have backups because sometimes the disc will break.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. But once you fold the disc, then all the covers are folded at once. So it's kind of neat in itself. So back to the movies. Yeah. So movies originally got their start a long, long, long time ago. Do you ever watch silent movies at all?
Never.
Can you watch them?
No.
Do you mind them?
I can watch them, but I don't ever have the...
They usually have a screen that comes up with something that somebody said. And I have a pretty neat silent film, and it is one of the stars in it anyway. I don't know if I actually know any of the other early stars that might be in it. Oliver Hardy. Mm-hmm. And it's the original Wizard of Oz. 1938, I believe. Silent. The Wizard of Oz, I believe, was done a few times before it was actually, done as the version that we know and have come to love as kids.
Sure.
But Oliver Hardy was in the original. And,
what?
It's a silent movie. And it's kind of odd, a little different.
Yeah, the story of The Wizard of Oz has been adapted from a book.
Yeah, this one, though, you're watching, it's like, I don't even get it, It's a lot different than...
Sure. Have you read the book?
I don't think I ever did read the book. I had one book that I had read way, way back was Return to Oz, I think.
I'm familiar with that. Yep. I have read the book.
L. Frank Baum.
That's the guy.
There's actually, I think, 14 or 15 Wizard of Oz books that he wrote. There's a whole series. So,
right?
Yeah, there's that. There's a Return to Oz, and then there's so many.
Sure.
Pretty neat. We need to have the whole collection.
Yeah, that was one movie that was on every year, if you remember. And it was on at the same time every year.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, still is. That and the Ten Commandments every year.
pretty much, yeah. The Ten Commandments is...
I don't know if they're both around the same time, but for some reason, I think my grandmother always calls me, oh, the Wizard of Oz is on. She knows it's my favorite. It is my favorite.
It's definitely one of my favorites.
My all-time favorite.
You watched it every year.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you were a kid, it was just fabulous. It was like one of the earliest ones with like characters that weren't, you know, really real. And the way that it was started off in black and white and went color, and the witch and the castles and the whole... Yeah. You know what they say there? Oh, we love the old one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that. Yeah.
Oh, we love
the old one. See, how can I learn something about a movie that I've been watching ever since I was 3 years old?
Here it's so long after, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I was like a teenager, like a wanker, like, you know, party guy. And when that movie was on, I'd go in the back room and turn it on, sit there by myself and watch Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it was like, very cool.
Like a little childhood pleasure I went back to. It's kind of weird how that happens.
And now, of course, you can find, if you scour the internet, the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon synced up with the movie.
Yeah, we've done
which
that.
Which is kind of neat, yeah.
The album ends before the...
Yeah, I don't think it's the whole thing is supposed to, actually.
No.
If I'm not mistaken, it's about 20-minute period where it actually is supposed to be sunk.
Oh, no, the whole album.
Is it supposed to be the whole thing?
There's different.
Well, why does one end then? Well, I guess the movie's 2 hours or something.
Right. They got tired of writing the album.
And does it end oddly? Does it just like the album's done and like whatever? Okay, the movie just keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There might be something.
Did Pink Floyd ever say that they actually...
No, they said that it's a total coincidence. Hmm. But there's so many coincidences, it's crazy. Like when it goes
I think you can find that in things anyway. I mean, we sync music up to things if you're doing multimedia on the computer and it just works out right. I used an old video that we had, a 8mm film transferred to videotape, and I put some music to it when I was, you know, just when we were kids and like little and everything. It's old film. And I used Charlie Chaplin's City Lights soundtrack, and it just with the movements and everything, it synced up perfectly. It was really good, yeah. And I know some friends that did a documentary film, and before they actually had the soundtrack done, they had like a presentation of it, but they used music for it and used Pink Floyd, the metal CD. Mm-hmm. And it just synced up really nice with the actual documentary, the film that they made, which was on like some killer guy and everything. So it was almost like they didn't even need any dialogue, but it's kind of neat how things will sync up like that. Back to the movies.
Back to the movies. That's interesting. One of our listeners sent me a link.
Oh, neato.
To eat a bowl
sausage
of...
Sausage link?
Eat a bowl of tea.
Eat a bowl of tea.
It's a 1989 movie by Wayne Wang. Wayne Wang.
Eat a bowl of tea.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to watch it. Can you actually watch it, or is it you got to buy it, or...
Yeah, it's just a review. New York in the late 1940s, Ben Loy is a loyal Chinese-American son. When he visits his mother in China after the war, he takes advantage of the recent changed U.S. immigration law and returns to New York with a wife to live in a closed Chinese community almost entirely made up of men. Hmm. I wonder. Just let me know why you sent me that link there. I think it's Rolf. Yeah, it is. It's Mr. Rolf.
Maybe he's sending it for the living with men part. Could you live with a bunch of Chinese men?
I could. I'd love that.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
All crammed into a little room?
Yes.
And naked. Anyhow.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
Gotta plug the station.
Plug it up, baby.
WKBR.
No beast you guys were talking about. Oh, we were talking about tea. That's why.
Yeah, of course. I knew that. Okay. I don't know why I had naked Chinese men on the mind, but...
I don't know either.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, how can people get a hold of us?
They can call Big JD at 97... No. Go to the website, which is thejabbercast.com. Go to the contact page and There's a My Chingo widget there. Click the leave a message and do that and we'll get it. Simple as that. There's also, I want to talk to you about this. You ever hear of Ustream?
Ustream? No, I don't think so.
Okay. It's a two-way conversation. People can talk to you while we're streaming the show at the same time. We'll have to look into it.
Well, you can do that with anything, basically. I mean, Skype and everything. As long as we can record it somehow is the issue.
That's the issue, really?
Skype, Yahoo, whatever. I don't think that it's that big of an issue, but it's just an issue that we have to incorporate somehow. That's all.
Okay.
You know, whether we use another computer for that or if we have it right on and it's all the system sounds are recorded, you know what I mean? That'll work just fine. What's going on now?
He's sending me more tea links.
Nice.
Green tea.
Tea links.
Yes.
They're kind of like sausages, but they're made with tea.
Links of tea.
Okay, back to the movies.
Back to the movies. Do you have a favorite movie?
Well, I think Wizard of Oz is really kind of my, you know, but I have some favorite
adult
things.
Movies.
I don't know. I have some favorite shows, but as far as movies, movies that you could watch over and over. Yeah. I do have some movies that I would watch again and maybe not all in the, like twice in the same week, but you know,
right.
I like, Planet of the Apes movies and I don't watch very, you know, like, you know, a number of years later or something, I'll watch them again, or I have some stuff on DVD and I'll watch, you know, the movie at some other point in time. But I don't really buy many movies because of the fact that once you watch a movie, I'm not going to watch it again in most cases. But some that are like a really epic type, and the Jurassic Park ones are pretty cool. And especially now to have those with the TVs that we have now, it's really neat to watch those kind of things. Or the last Planet of the Apes,
yep,
because it was really eventful and effectful. Sure. And, you know, so that kind of stuff is really neat.
Now, those movies never went to the theater. They're all TV movies. Am I right?
No, I believe a lot of those things were in theater at the time.
The Planet of the Apes was in the theater.
Yeah. It would have been in the theater, but of course, back in what, the 60s or something?
70s.
Yeah, whenever.
We have an anonymous listener who says their favorite movie is Naughty Girls.
Naughty Girls?
Naughty Girls.
Yeah, we'll get into the prawns soon.
The prawns!
post-show.
Anyway, I'm surprised. Oh, I guess no, the Charlton Heston was in it, so he's a big movie actor kind of guy. And
Chuck Heston? Oh, yeah, sure. And he was in the last one, too. He was actually a father of one of the apes.
That's right.
He was an ape in that one, which, yeah, is kind of neat because he was in the, he was actually only in the first one or maybe the first two.
Two maybe. Yeah.
And then after that, it was some other guys. One guy looked like him actually. And then of course there's a TV series and all that stuff, but I like Planet of the Apes movies. I'm trying to think off the top of my head here, what other things like that. It's kind of neat. Some of the collections that you can get now too.
Bang.
Boom, bang, bing, bong, ping. Ping. How about you? You got an all-time favorite movie?
All-time
perhaps?
Favorite movie, I'd have to say, would be Apocalypse Now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a movie I've watched probably more than any other movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the book, which was Heart of Darkness, was the what that movie was based on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there was, I don't know what was in it about it, or, you know, there was so much mysticism, and there's, you know, it was the Vietnam War, and...
Mm-hmm.
And it just, there's so many different things that I not related to, but I think I just got turned on to. When
is
I
that watching. The one with the guy that wore the grenade? Or is that, I'm thinking of Platoon.
Platoon, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was pretty.
That was another really good
and
movie.
Other stuff like that, some movies like that. Let's talk a little bit about the war movies. The Kelly's Heroes was pretty cool. Had a lot of stars in it.
Sure, that was a really good movie, actually, yeah.
And I like the old black and white, Gung Ho and all those old black and white war movies. I love that. And I got some really good World War II footage stuff. I like that.
Bridge over the river.
Troubled Water.
Kwai.
Okay, yeah. And Tora, Tora, Tora.
Tora's another really good one.
What's the one about the war in England there? Not a Bridge Too Far.
That's another really good movie, though.
What's the one I'm thinking of, though? Jeez, I can't remember.
I don't know what you're thinking of. World War II.
World War II, England. A really good movie. I can't recall. You know, it's another really cool movie from around that time, I guess, would be the one with Steve McQueen there, Great Escape.
Oh, right.
That's an older kind of thing. That's pretty cool. I like old movies.
Papillon?
You like old movies? Oh, Pierre Pardon? No.
Is that what the name of it? Papillon? Well, that was with Steve
McQueen. No, I know. I don't know. I'm thinking of the actor, Pierre Pardon. The big guy with a big nose, French guy.
Okay.
Ah, Moschetti. You know what I mean, though?
Yes,
he's in a lot of movies.
Okay.
I like that guy.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. Odd actor kind of guy. And I like that, though, when it's not just your regular Brad Pitt kind of guy. You know what
right.
I mean?
It's a serious movie, but he has an element of comedy built into him.
Yeah, yeah. That guy, that particular guy?
Yeah.
He's just not the typical guy you'd think as a, you know, an actor. I mean, he's not the Brad Pitt kind of guy. He's not, you know. Yeah, well, I use Pitt because he's like, you know, or Cruise or something, you know, the Pretty Boys and stuff like that.
Sure.
He's just a kind of a bigger guy and he's got that accent and he's not somebody that you would really associate as a star, you know what I mean? But he's in a lot of movies and it's pretty cool.
Sure.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, he was in a ghost movie with Whoopi Goldberg way back. That's somebody who's never changed, Whoopi Goldberg. Hey, always looks the same. And
yeah, she's ageless.
Yeah. She's made a lot of movies that are good movies for all ages kind
sure.
of thing. And
I have a feeling she got ripped off.
Of her whole career, you mean?
Yeah. I heard an interview with her recently on the Strip podcast, and the guy was kind of ragging on her for doing long distance service commercials, like, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You know. And she's like, why do you do that? Like, you know, you're a really good actress. And, you know, she goes, I got to pay the bills somehow, man. And he's like, whoa, I would have never thought you had to do commercials to pay the bills.
Well, she's got that show with The View. I mean, that's got to bring in some dough.
That's probably helping her out, yeah.
I don't know much about Whoopi Goldberg. You know what I mean? But she's just very odd.
She's
just got an odd look, and she's...
You never see her hooked up with many men, either.
You never see her body, either, what she really looks like.
Yeah, she does weight loss commercials, too, now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's pretty neat, and she's intelligent, and she's funny. She's really cool, and she's a staple in the whole...
She's more like a paper
business,
clip.
Really. Huh?
She's more like a paperclip.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think she goes both ways? Do you think she's a...
Geez, I don't know.
Okay.
It's really tough, hard call there.
Yeah.
Do you make any movies?
Make movies? No, I've never made any movies.
Do you do much home video and that kind of thing? Like,
yeah, I like shooting pieces of video, yes.
Do you compile it all and everything?
I mean, no, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And once you've done it for a long time or you do it a lot, you realize how to cut corners and that, you know, make sure you transfer the stuff off and get it somewhere in some organized order so that it makes things easier when you're, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of steps there. There's the shooting of the video and then there's the putting it somewhere or having it organized and then placing it where you need to. And then there's your transitions and titles and all that stuff to make your, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So the more you can do each, you know what I mean, as you go, the better it is, because by time you get, you know, months later or the end of the year or something, and you're going to take all your footage and, you know, you've forgotten what's on there or where to start or that you back something up to record over, you know, who knows what.
You sound like you have some experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I do it a lot. Actually, I have a lot of video from way back.
Let's have it.
Oh, I got so much video. It's not even funny. We used to film clips of funny things all the time. And then I have home video stuff that I've recorded ever since whenever and all, you know, and vacations and things like that. And just home video stuff. A lot of stuff, man. I film a lot of things. I'm constantly filming.
You all right?
Yeah, I got a little aneurysm happening.
Oh, okay. Well, while Big JD's rolling on the floor, actually, I've seen a hilarious video that you shot from a car, and you sent your buddy into the store, and he's just running into shelves and going into a convenience store.
Oh, those, yeah. Probably shouldn't even talk about that on the air. We used to go to variety stores all over the place, and it's funny now, probably attributed to what we did back in the day. All the variety stores now seem to have posters and things up covering all the windows. You can't see in any of them anymore, hardly.
Yeah,
it's very rare you find one where you can see everything inside now.
That's right.
Anyway, I sit out in the car, film with the videotape while he was in there, and he just trashed the place, knocked things over, pulled shelves down, everything. And it was always like it was a
accident,
just an accident. And the guy, by the end, he'd be, you know, sometimes he'd help clean something up, or the guy'd be shaking his hand that he's, you know, not going to sue him for falling in the store. And, like, it was always the store owner's fault, you know?
Yeah.
And he'd see him like going like this. I don't know. I mean, he's holding his shirt tail because it was hanging and he got caught on something, or is looking at, pointing at his boot, showing the guy his boots all undone. Cause that's what he'd do, you know? And, there's times where he'd just dive on the big pop displays and everything, and you could see him going psh, 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 spilling all over the place and shooting, and or he'd pull a whole big chip rack down on top of himself. Store guy'd run over there. Oh, it's just insane, man. And I had one really beautiful one that I accidentally taped over at some point in time. He went all the way down an aisle with his arm on the shelves and pulled everything down all the way down. It was just beautiful, man. And I just accidentally, somehow I taped over that trying to transfer to another tape, or I don't remember what happened, but I lost that one. But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Crazy stuff. We're
mischievous.
What about a storyline? You have a story and you went ahead and filmed it.
Yeah, I've done that too. Yeah, I have little short stories that I filmed and things. And
I want to get my son called Eric the suicide guy. I think he'd be good at that, my son Eric. Just to, it'd be something that I think he's got a creative something in there, but he doesn't know how to release it.
Yeah, you put together a little story and you help film it all.
It's easy.
If you need a leading man, just give me a shout.
You're the guy? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to movies. Real movies.
I think movies are fun. What about going to the theater and watching movies? You like that?
I love that. I love it. I probably could do that more than actually sitting in front of my TV to watch a movie.
Yeah, not me. I do like it. And we do go occasionally. But I prefer the TV thing at home. And I don't know. It's
that's
nice.
Right.
You make dinner
that,
and watch a
105
TV.
Inch,
well, we had the other, you know, the 52 inch anyway before, so you know, movies are always fun at home on a big TV, but
sure.
I don't know, it's nice and comfortable atmosphere, no chair kicking. Anything? I get violent in the theater. We sit at the back all the time up at the thing. I have to.
You have to sit at the back.
Yep. If I want to continue a free man, I have to sit at the back.
And what is your reasoning for sitting at the back?
I don't like anybody behind me kicking my chair. I hate that. Tapping on it, kicking it. Yeah, I get violent with people. I hate that.
So,
you know, they sit behind you and sure. always happens. Somebody knocking your chair or whatever, kicking it.
Drives you crazy.
Hitting it. Yeah, I don't like that. And watching the show.
It's funny. Lately, I gone to the show. I can't remember the last time I went to a show and there was a lot of people there. Like, you can easily find a spot where there's nobody around you.
Yeah, I noticed that now too. I think you have to go on the first night of some big new blockbuster and maybe, you know.
Yeah, that was actually, that was the last time there was a movie where my
usually then it's busier, but.
My friend's kids were in Mr.
Oh, right, yeah.
McGorm's Wonder Emporium.
I never did see it, yeah, but...
Yeah.
And that was... Who was the big star of that?
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. I like Dustin Hoffman. Good actor from way back.
He's very good.
We'll get in a little bit into some of the actors at some point, maybe, in the show. But, yeah, that's pretty neat that they were in the thing there. I have, you know, some
you can say that
family and friends of family that are involved as well. I have some family that's actually involved in some big TV shows. Do I recall what they are? Not exactly.
Do you recall? No.
Oh,
no.
That's Journey.
Journey.
Wow. Save for the music show.
I can't sing like Steve Perry, though.
Do you like watching... Is there a certain genre of movie that you'd like to watch? Like, do you like to watch a documentary? Do you like to watch an adventure movie? Or do you like to watch, you know, what kind of movie do you like to watch?
I like comedies.
Yeah, I love comedies.
Comedies are my favorite genre.
You're
going to
hit the off button.
I know.
Whoa. I was scared of that. That would just send everything into an uproar. That's my computer. That's the board. That's the,
that's the main thing right there. That's
yeah, my this will still run. I like anything and everything, really. I don't know what I would say is my favorite, but I do like the ones that are really made for the, I guess, almost fantasy-ish, like the Jurassic Park and the Planet of the Apes, but the bigger one, like the old ones are really cool, but the newer ones, like, I mean, you know, outer space or the big dinosaurs and they have the helicopters are flying over the really cool volcano landscape of the Jurassic Age. Like, those things are really cool. I even like watching the shows on 56 that are the outdoor shows, National Geographic,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of that stuff because, especially on the high def now, I mean, they're just really cool scenic stuff and everything and castles and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's pretty neat.
It's very neat.
But as far as the kind of movie itself, yeah, comedy's right up at the top, I think.
Yeah, I love it. I can always watch a good comedy.
Yeah. Especially with the big guys, the big comedians. You know, Robin Williams is always good for a good comedy movie.
Sure.
Three Stooges.
Three Stooges. Mm-hmm. What was the last movie they did? The movie. They didn't do very many movies.
Oh, I'm going to say...
Full length.
They only did about 5 or 6 full length movies and around the world in a daze or something like that. Three Stooges Meet, Hercules, I don't know what they all are, but Hit Parade of, excuse me, 1948, or no, I don't know if that would have been the last one, or 46 or whatever it is. I can't remember when the last one they would have made is, but I'm going to say maybe in the early, maybe sometime in the 60s.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly, but they just have a handful of movies, and always with Curly Joe.
Were they always, were they ever in the movie It's a Man World? Were they in that movie?
If I'm not mistaken, I think they had a short appearance in there, or it was just Shemp or something. I can't recall exactly, but now that you mention it,
yeah,
I think they might. And that's a good movie. That's another star-studded film, and it's really cool. Milton Berle. Jonathan Winters. Okay,
Jonathan Winters.
Buddy Hackett.
Buddy Hackett's in there.
Shelley Winters, I think, too, as well. And I don't know that she's related to Jonathan Winters, but I don't think so.
That's the Johnny Winters' mom.
Yeah, okay.
No.
And I forget who else is all in there, but...
Burt Reynolds, I think, is in there.
Burt Reynolds, yeah, a lot of... That's a really good movie. It's a mad world. And then they have a later version kind of that called Rat Race. That's got a bunch of stars in there. Mr. Bean and whoever else.
Yeah, same.
I think Whoopi Goldberg in that, isn't she? No?
Could be.
Can't recall, but... What's the last movie that you watched?
The last movie that I watched would have been very recently. It's been the other day. That's bad. That's the thing about movies. I'm not
especially when you watch a lot of them. Like, you lose track now.
Yeah.
There's so many good movies out, too. I think the last one I watched was the, I'm going to say the movie with Tom Hanks, Charlie Wilson's War. He's a senator guy.
And oh, yeah.
It was pretty good.
Was it good? Yeah.
Tom Hanks is, you can't go wrong watching Tom Hanks.
So you went to the theater to watch that?
Nope.
Well, it's not out on DVD yet.
Yeah, I was in the theater. You're right. Yeah. Home theater.
Home theater.
So, yeah. But we've been digging Heroes lately, so I've been kind of laying off the movies, I think, so.
Digging Heroes.
Yeah, the show Heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been watching that a lot.
Watching it a lot? It's only on once a week, isn't it?
Well, I know.
But I'm saying it's not even on right now.
I've never seen it before.
And we just started
season one, so.
Oh, I see. So you're buying those from iTunes.
Yeah. Apple. Yeah. Yeah, purchasing. Why you got to do this to me?
Just to put you on a spot. Yeah, I'm trying to think for the life of me, what was the last movie I saw? It was just the other day. That's bad.
And just so people do know, we told you how to, you know, to get to the website, the jabbercast.com, with my Chingo widget on the contact page. You can email us at hearmeout@jabbercast.com. And as well, you can pick up the shows as podcasts after they air.
Podcast.
Oh, right. Whatever that is, we don't know.
But
need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo. As well, the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Ooh, it's time for the Music Mayhem. Sunday morning Music Mayhem.
Mayhem. What's with the mayhem?
Yeah, it's Sunday morning.
It's no mayhem. Not around here, anyway.
Yeah, there's more mayhem than not, I think.
At the beginning of the show, when Big JD's trying to get things cooking, it's mayhem!
Today's song.
That's a good word, by the way, mayhem.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice word. Somewhat comical sometimes, could be.
So,
the Canadian rock band, Tees. Basically from the 80s, really. Or not even.
Windsor
70s.
You mean the Windsor Band?
Windsor Band, Tees, yeah. Okay, what did I say? Oh, Canadian. Yeah.
Canadian, yeah.
Canadian rock group.
Yeah.
Tees on Aquarius Capital Records, same as April Wine.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff was produced by April Wine, and they were a pretty big commodity at one time.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
It was airplanes, limousines, Japan tour, the whole thing.
Yep.
Before they, you know... It escalated into, you know, lots of money and lots of other things. What's that?
Before it escalated into oblivion.
Yeah, pretty much. But they actually did put out a lot of records.
Did they?
You know, they have a good, I'm going to say at least 6 albums.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's something pretty good. And Mark Braddock, of course, one of the guitar players at Tees, produced some Wicked Angel stuff for me back in the day.
Now, the band you're talking about, is it spelled with a Z or a S?
It's a Z.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay.
And Chuck Price, the other guitar player, Mike Kozak on drums, and Brian Danner, bass guitarist and singer.
He's still jamming in the Windsor rock scene. He's in his second playing. Nature right
it's,
now.
It's Christian rock he's into now, and that's another part of the situation that happened with them, but to each his own.
Second Nature.
Yeah, well, whatever that is.
Well, it's not Christian rock.
No?
No.
No, that's his bag anyways.
Okay.
So I'm going to play this tune here. And this is nice because it actually comes from a greatest hits CD that came out of England, actually. And it was on CD because I always had T's records, you know. They never really put out. They ended up having maybe one or two CDs at some point in time. Probably very limited edition thing. But anyway, this is really cool because I had found this at one time. And this is a tune called Heartless World.
Have you won or lost? You know it's hard.
Okay, there you have a really cool tune by the band Tease, Canadian Windsor band, actually.
Who was the singer there again?
Originally, singer Brian Danner. He was the bass player and singer.
Brian Danner.
Yeah, D-A-N-T-E-R, Danter.
Oh,
you thinking of somebody else?
Yeah, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Who was the bass player?
Brian Danner.
Oh, I see. He played bass and sang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's like Glenn Hughes.
Yeah, like him.
Only different.
I would have register. To say better myself.
Same register.
Actually.
Oh, you think.
As much as I like Glenn Hughes, and he's a good and a you know, somewhat of a star musician, but I don't know.
Good tune, though, Big JD.
Glad you enjoyed it.
From a local Windsor band.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
That's right. Broadcast made easy. Maybe. I've got a great show idea for a new podcast. I've had some ideas along my hiatus, and I just haven't had time to implement anything, but I think I have a really cool idea that I'm thinking about putting out there, and I don't know if I'm going to end up doing it or what. I'm just spread too thinly, I think, you know?
And I know.
We're actually going to get into our Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Stringing cans. You can tell you were just having cans. Fun that day.
Yeah.
When you're making these ideas.
I have fun every day.
I dig the sound of my voice. I'm going to say stuff into this microphone. I'm going to
say stuff that doesn't mean anything. It's irrelevant. Well, you make them up by George.
By George, I may. I don't know. It's fun. It's all fun, isn't it?
That's what it is.
Yes. So, Tech Talk, what do you got? Something cooking for Tech Talk?
I have a couple things I want to mention. One thing I want to mention in that we talk about sometimes, our buddies there on Easy Mac Podcast. In fact, we should have this. Is brought to us by the Easy Mac Podcast, Jeff and Mike, good friends of ours. That talk about this sometimes. That's a webcam. Not very expensive. And what an awesome way to keep in contact with friends, family, loved ones from anywhere in the world. Cheap, easy, and free, really.
Webcams are free?
Well, no, but I mean, you know, cheap, free to some degree. I mean, you're going to need your internet service provider, but free as opposed to making phone calls and things like that. And then you actually see the person and see the family and see the kids and whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a great gadget for anybody to have, a webcam. And, you know, technically, they're pretty simple. You just hook it up to your computer, and basically your computer's going to do the rest as far as recognizing it, or you may come with a disk for software. And it's relatively easy to install on your computer. And what a great way to keep in contact with others.
You got
to
have broadband, though. You got to have at least DSL.
Yeah, you need a broadband internet, which I think most people have these days, would you say?
If they're listening to Jabbercast, odds are yes.
And another nice thing about it is, too, that it usually comes with software that allows you to snap pictures of yourself and take some video with your webcam. So, I mean, you can video clip things to email even, you know, your family all in front of the video camera saying hi to somebody and then send it to them if they don't have internet. So it's handy in that respect as well. And it's just an all-around good idea for computer users, although now computers are generally have webcams are built in. Pretty much the laptops now, at least. Yep. So,
but we got two laptops here, and neither of them have a webcam in it.
Yeah.
So
we can't even see each other.
Nope.
But it's a really good idea, and I would tell anybody to, you know, spend the $20 or so to get a webcam.
I'd say spend $1,000 and get the laptop with the camera in it.
And do you have anything technical that you wanted to mention or talk about, or you got a gadget or something? Or
yeah, I think
aside from your, we never used your shirt on this show.
Right. One thing happened this week that will further our cause in podcast land, I think.
Oh yeah, what's that?
There's a gadget out there that comes from Apple. It's called the Apple TV. Hmm. A little box, $249, and basically you can rent movies from it. and you can store media files that are on your computer onto this Apple TV wirelessly.
Right. So or stream through that thing wirelessly from your computer. Right. That's neat too.
Yeah, you don't have to store the actual media files on there, but you can store
it. It does have a hard drive, yeah.
There is a hard drive on it, two different sizes. However, the latest iteration of Apple TV allows you to stream podcasts right off the internet. So you don't need a computer. You don't need a computer to use the Apple TV. You can just plug this box into your TV, rent movies right from this box, and you can also
subscribe to podcasts.
No,
you don't subscribe or just listen.
You just listen to them. Just look for them.
So you're listening online.
You're listening online, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so any podcast you can think of, especially the HD ones, you can download HD video podcasts.
Yeah,
they're beautiful and it looks awesome. It's a great little box. It does a lot of other stuff as well. You can get YouTube on there and you can see people's Flickr accounts and some other nice stuff. You can put music, of course, on there in your own pictures if you want to. But podcasting, I think this is going to go a long way for making podcasting a little more widespread. Because I think the whole renting movies right from a box without a computer... Mm-hmm. You just start browsing movies on this little box here and push rent and you're good to go. It just starts showing up on your TV.
Yeah,
depending on what kind of movie you buy, they do rent HD movies and regular movies. Mm-hmm. If you rent a HD movie, I've heard it takes up to about 10 minutes before you can actually start watching it because it has to buffer a certain amount of content onto the box before it actually starts showing it to you. But a regular movie is about 2 to 3 minutes. You have to wait about 2-3 minutes before it buffers that.
You get enough of the
movie.
Stream buffered, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, that's great.
Apple TV. Go to the Best Buy.
2 minutes is nothing compared to how long it would take you to go down to Best Buy and rent your movie.
Right. You can pop your popcorn, get your beer open, and by the time you sit down...
Popcorn and beer. Sweet.
Pretzels and beer is good, too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And beer nuts.
So that's my tech thing for this week.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful. Loose lips sink ships. Stitch it tab it nine. One hand with two in the bush. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful. The Jabber Quote. Wow.
This week brought to you by Stephen Larry. Find renters of movies of all ages and sizes. VHS and video CDs.
Movies for all ages. Movies of all ages. Well, that could be too. Yeah. Remember Rerun Video on Tecumseh Road? They had a lot of old movies that you could rent. That was really cool.
Yeah.
They're gone now, I guess. Another cool place. Remember Dave... what was his name? Dave Marion or something? He was a drummer. And he had a video place on Tecumseh Road, and he had all old concert, like VHS. You could rent old Sabbath concerts and Alice Cooper and cool old stuff. He had a store. Yeah. You'd probably know him maybe to see him. He's a familiar-looking guy. I think he might have worked at... I think he, if I'm not mistaken, he worked at LRC maybe at one point.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a drummer. Dave, I think his name was Dave Marion or something. And he taught drums.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, so...
I know Rob Marion plays keyboards. Been in bands.
Not same dude.
Okay.
So the quote, we actually have a listener submitted quote today.
I tried to find a quote about movies, a famous quote about movies. But when you go looking for movie quotes, most of them are quotes from movies. JD's choking back.
So flowery.
Choking back his flower concoction. And this is from a listener, and it is, he actually wanted us to guess this quote from this movie.
I couldn't figure it out, really.
I fart in your... No, I can't put my best English accent on right now. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Yeah, that's a really good trivia, but I have... That's what this is, I guess, more a trivia thing than an actual quote, but...
That's right.
So, did he tell us what the movie is?
He did tell us what the movie
is. Wait, let everybody ponder for a minute, guess, and think. And we're running over time.
Oh, look, so, we got a whole bunch of responses.
Does anybody know? Let's see if anybody knows.
Nobody knows.
Okay, well, what is it?
It's from the Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Wow.
Are you a fan of the Monty Python movies?
To some degree. I remember seeing them when I was younger. on TV and stuff like that. But I haven't seen them like later on when I could maybe more appreciate them now.
Oh, yeah. They're very appreciable.
Didn't they do the Robin Hood and Tights? Wasn't that Monty Python? A Robin Hood one?
I don't remember that.
Holy Grail. Brian. What was that? Life of Brian.
Yeah, that's probably one of my faves is the Life of Brian.
Not the real Life of Brian. The other Life of Brian.
The real Life of Brian?
There's one that's the football guy. The Life of Brian.
Oh, Brian Piccolo.
Yeah.
Right. That was called The Life of Brian?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a love story or something like that.
No, but it was called The Life of Brian, I think.
Life of Brian, of course, was a mockery of the life of Jesus.
Brian Piccolo.
No.
The life of Jesus.
Jesus, yes. They were born at the exact same time. The wise men came into the life to Brian's manger and they said, here's your stuff. And they're like, wait a minute.
Or what's the Holy Grail? Monty Python, the Holy Grail.
What is the Holy Grail?
That's something different. Oh, isn't that next week's show? What is the Holy Grail? For 2 points, Bob?
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Okay, so that's a Monty Python movie.
Yes.
And out of all those hundreds of people on the Yahoo there, nobody got it. Wow.
Hunterts.
Hunterts.
It's
I'm a Hunterts.
We're giving people more time than there's some other DJs that want to get on here, and we're hogging all the WKBR time.
Oh, there is there?
Yeah. No, there's not.
Okay. I think we're the only Sunday show, actually.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Speaking of Sundays, we could do a show on Sundays and a video podcast and make Sundays. Why don't we do a cooking show? We should have a video podcast, I think. You think the Jabbercast would be nice to go video?
No, but there are other ideas for a video podcast.
Oh, you have some?
I think I had one or two that came into my head.
Oh, yeah?
That while I was watching my Apple TV, I'm like, geez, we should do
the Kim and Lippo show. Video style.
Kim and Lippo show. Sweet.
I'd really like that show to come out.
Oh,
don't tell me I spoiled it.
Oh.
Well, what do we got for the fine folks next week? Lippo?
You're asking me?
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
You think I have time to look it up?
Yes, you do.
Uh-oh. Something's gone wrong here.
Yeah, we've gone over an hour.
Yeah.
But are we still...
Just let our listeners know what's...
Are we still broadcasting?
Yeah.
Numbskull?
What's going on next week?
Identity theft.
Ooh.
Stolen identity, fraud, impersonation, and what you can do about it. What exactly is it, and how does it work? How can you steal someone else's identity? No, that's not right.
We teach you how next week.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily have to be on the internet to steal someone's identity.
No.
So
you can all start with a stolen credit card or wallet.
Sure.
Who knows?
Yeah,
but we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, if you have a story, let us know.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next week.
It's the Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo, all rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.